Blog Talk Radio.
We come to you live every single week at Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time via courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Basically, what I want to do with every single show is I want to bring you the best mixer of social media marketing and recipes. I love being in the kitchen, and I love being in front of the computer, which obviously means I need to move a little bit more, perhaps, but I absolutely am super passionate about both of those areas. So we came together, came up with this show, and thanks to all of our supporters for making it such a popular show. We're getting more listeners every single week, so thank you for your continued support, everybody. If you'd like to find out more about the Social Media Chef, our show, and have access to some of our featured resources, join us at our website, which is servedfreshmedia.com. Again, that's servedfreshmedia.com. And if you take a look around there, you're going to see all of our latest videos. You can see downloads, all the latest recipes, announcements, social media tricks. I'm telling you, it's all there. And if you are on Twitter, then you can definitely tweet me at ChrisGoMedia. GoMedia is my marketing firm that I own. So I usually tweet via there, so that's where you can find me. Today's show, I just want to jump right into it because there's so much stuff that I have to cover. I wanted to talk about Facebook again. I know, everybody, I'm driving you crazy with this. I'm absolutely not, though, because the response to the last few shows has been so overwhelming about Facebook, and the questions just continually come. So I figured one last show on Facebook, and then we're going to move on to Twitter. So what I thought would be an interesting idea is to mix my two favorite things, apps and appetizers. You know, Oprah's allowed to have all of her favorite things, so why can't I have some of mine? I love applications, and I also love making appetizers for dinner parties and such. So today I want to mix a little bit of that. I'm going to tell you about my five top Facebook applications that you can plug directly into your page, and I want to talk to you about one of my absolute favorite appetizers that any time that you make it at a dinner party, it is gone. It is out of there. So I want to go through those two things today on the Social Media Chef. If you have any questions or you would like to be a guest on the show or a featured expert on servefreshmedia.com, actually, I want to take a minute and talk to you guys about that. What we're starting to do is something that something else I'm passionate about. I'm really passionate about helping people brand themselves and get more attention and eyeballs onto exactly what they're doing in their work and their projects, etc. So what we've done is we're doing a featured person all the time, consistently on our blog, and we're going to be able to feature entrepreneurs such as yourself. And we'll do an interview, and we'll post the interview live so you can do that. Then you can retweet it and share it on Facebook. It's a really great opportunity. If you're interested in taking part, please feel free to email our production team at info@servefreshmedia.com. Or you can also get me as well at chris@servefreshmedia.com. So that's coming up. And also, if you're rolling around on surfreshmedia.com, you can also click on the iTunes icon and subscribe to our podcast, which is wonderful. You turn on your computer, you turn on iTunes, it downloads the latest episode directly to your iTunes, so you can listen to it on your iPod. All right? Excellent. Okay, let's start. Facebook applications. Okay, why would you use Facebook applications? Now, there's a lot of reasons why. Some people use them for fun. You know, obviously, we've seen the Farmville, and we've seen the Mafia Wars, and we've seen all of that other stuff. Well, let's kind of get that idea of applications and throw it under the bus right now, because we don't really want to talk about things that are going to be, I don't want to say unprofessional. We want to think about things on the professional tip. So what we're going to talk about is things that you can put onto your Facebook page for your business or your brand. So, for example, the applications that I use, I like to keep and use for the ones I'm going to talk to you about. I like to use them on the Social Media Chef page on Facebook, which you can follow at facebook.com/socialmediachefchris. Now, I like to do that because that's more professional for me. So I want to use, you know, some of the applications on that to really engage with other people rather than my profile, because my profile is a mixture of a lot of different people, and I'm not really that interested. I'm not marketing my profile. So I have 5 applications that I found and are wonderful. Now, the first one I want to tell you about is something called MailChimp. Now, MailChimp is a free email marketing website software that you can actually get a whole wonderful email marketing campaign together for no cost at all or very little cost, depending on what your database is. Well, MailChimp is very, very user-friendly. It's very easy to work with. And I was looking through a report, and I saw that they had a new Facebook application. So I checked it out, and it is, I mean, it's powerful. It's easy to use. I mean, you design it, and they do all the work. It's absolutely unbelievable. And they say that MailChimp makes email marketing fun. I think that's a little bit of a tagline between you, me, and the fence post, but it's very easy to use. So all that you have to do, now I'm going to say this once, and I'll probably refresh it a couple times, because there are steps that are involved, okay? The first thing that you want to think about is when you want to do a application and you want to add an application, what I like to do is go directly to the application first. So for MailChimp, for example, you would type in MailChimp, all one word, and then go to the page. And it's an application, right? So you want to find where it says on the MailChimp page that you want to add it to your page. It says, add to my page. Once you've done that, that's on your page. So you can go back to your page, go into your edit page, then go to your application section. You'll see MailChimp, and then you go to the app, and then you follow the instructions to set it up. Okay? That's pretty much how I suggest you do it every single time. Sometimes you find things a little bit backwards or sideways, and you go about it a different way. I suggest this way because it's consistent. You can consistently do the same thing, which is very powerful and easy to remember, of course. So what you want to do, go search for the application, add the application to your page, go to your page, edit your page, go to applications, and then find the application that you just added, and then hit go to the application and follow the instructions for the remainder of setup. Sometimes, just to let you know, with applications on Facebook, you may have to log out and log in for them to really take effect quickly. That's what I do, and it works better than waiting for them to happen. You have to kind of log out and log back in for it to take. But absolutely wonderful. Now, why do you want MailChimp on your Facebook page? Let me tell you. The reason why is that you can actually get an opt-in form. You can create, for example, say I have the Social Media Chef Weekly, which is a newsletter I send out, which is, you know, a mixture of recipes, social media tips, what have you. I have a sign-up form. If you go to facebook.com/socialmediachefchris, on the left-hand side, you'll see an email sign-up on one of the links underneath the logo. You click on that, and then it takes you to the MailChimp application that's within my page. Now, what that shows you, it has a big logo for the Social Media Chef, our show, and then it has a couple, about maybe a sentence or two about why you should sign up for our weekly newsletter. Then it has first name, email, last name, send or submit, whatever. Once someone clicks submit, they are immediately added to my MailChimp directory, and I'm sent an email alerting me to them signing up. That is amazingly powerful, especially if you've been trying to, farm. I'm trying to think of the right word, your harvest. If you're trying to really build your database, it's a really great tool to, you're on Facebook, you're doing your marketing on Facebook. Now you can have a free, that's the word right there, folks, free email opt-in form directly on your page. And even better, you'll get your own link. So there'll be a link that you can actually share on your Facebook wall or even on your fan page wall. Click here to sign up for our email form on Facebook. So it's even easier because people don't have to leave the site, and people, as soon as they see that you're leaving the site sometimes, they don't want to do it. And this is a great way of keeping them, you know, engaged with you on Facebook. So MailChimp is one that I absolutely love. It's a little tricky at certain points of the installation, but if you just stay calm, you take it easy, you don't try to do everything in 5 minutes, it's wonderful, it's there, and it works like a dream. Also, you can, if you're having problems or you're having trouble deciding what sort of email marketing service that you wanted to use, this is a great way to try that one out. I think it's a great, personally, I use Constant Contact, but that's just a personal preference. There's, you know, everybody likes things for different reasons. So this is a great way to try MailChimp out. Now, that is my number one. Now, the next one I have is Poll Daddy Polls. Poll Daddy Polls allow you to create public polls that you're able to share. So, with your Facebook network. Now, if you've ever been on Facebook and you've seen, what is your favorite, what's your favorite color? And then you click on it, and then you go to actually a multiple choice click poll. That is a poll that could have been created by a Poll Daddy. Why do you want a poll software to ask people what color are they like? Well, that's not what you're going to be using it for. What you're going to be using it for is to find out marketing information and research information of your audience. By putting it onto your page, you're allowed to have a section that is all about polls. Now, what they do is when people, you can direct them there by presenting the link in your main feed on your page, or you can just click on the left-hand side and see what polls that you have active. Now, active polls are wonderful because you want to engage with your friends on Facebook. You don't want to just be shoving content down their throat. You want to give them something fun to do once in a while, something that's a little bit off the beaten track, rather than just like this comment or comment on this. You know, why don't you take a poll? It's really, really fun. So what you want to do is, it's called Poll Daddy Polls. Now, that's three words. You want to put that into the search box on Facebook. It will pop up. It has a logo that's an orange circly swirl. You click on that and go to the page and find underneath the logo where it says Add to My Page. Go to your page on Facebook. And when I'm saying page, I hope everyone understands I'm not talking about your profile. We're talking about your Facebook page that has the like function to it, where you can like the page, not just the post. So you go to your page, you click edit, you go to your application section. When you're in your application section, find Poll Daddy Polls and go to the application. What that's going to allow you to do is to create your first poll. Now, what would my suggestions be for you? My suggestions would be that if you're going to create a poll, think about what you want to learn about your audience or what your audience would enjoy. For example, one of the posts that I did for my firm, Go Media, was when do you use Facebook the most? The answers I gave were in the morning, at work, when I get back from work, or all the time. Then what I did was I found pictures that I put with each one of the multiple choice answers. So it was a little bit prettier, a little bit more engaging, but very, very quick and simple. Then I posted it. And once you're finished with that, you're creating it, you can post it to your page. So you can post it to your page. You can share it on your public personal profile. You can send it to friends. You can do whatever you want, which is great. Once that poll started and people start engaging, they're allowed to share their comments. They're allowed to interact. It's a really, really great tool. Now, think about it. If you have 2,000 connections that you send the poll to, and of those 2,000, maybe 150 people answer your poll, you actually have a statistical number that you can come up with as a fact that you can use in a blog article or a press release. Of 150 people polled, this how many people said this and this how many people said that. And it's a really great way to, you know, have some more newsworthy information to share. Also, say that you have this wonderful idea that you want to test and, you know, 100 people get back to you and say, that's a terrible idea, I would do this. It kind of helps you to learn more about developing the right products, the right services, and it's great for customer service. Please rate, if you've used our service before, on a scale of 1 to 5, rate our customer service. You know, something like that. And I think that that would be really, really interesting to learn and apply the findings to your business plan to enhance it. Again, you're listening to me, Chris Tompkins, a social media chef on The Social Media Chef. Join us every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live, where we will be covering social media marketing and gourmet cooking. Now, I want to go through the other ones because I'm rabbiting on way too long about these first two because they're my favorite. Now, I have another favorite. Oh, I know. I'm just full of favorites. That's the fun part about listening to our show. It's just consistently favorite things. The next one's called Tiger Lily. One word, and it's an application. Tiger Lily is really cool, okay? What Tiger Lily allows you to do is to create another page within your Facebook page, or another tab, rather, where you can actually have it feed a bunch of your information. Now, that's a really basic way of saying it, but this one I suggest doing a little bit differently. Now, you can learn all about Tiger Lily at tigerlilyapps.com and apps.com. It's a really, really great application. What happens is, just kind of give it to you in a nutshell, what it allows you to do is put a lot of information that, for example, say you have a YouTube account, and every time that you have to put up a new video, you have to post it, or you just don't feel like you're getting enough play online with it, or you have a Twitter account where you don't want your tweets to go into your main feed because it just looks tacky, and you have all those hashtags in your tweets, and it just looks nasty, and you would like another section to write more about your company, you wanted to add a picture, all of these sorts of things. But you just don't know where to put them. You're tired of spreading them all out of your page. Tiger Lily allows you to put everything in one spot. Okay? What does it allow? For example, I have one for the Social Media Chef. What it has is when you go to my facebook.com/social media chef Chris, underneath the logo, there's some options, and one of them is our welcome page. You click on the welcome page. That is the Tiger Lily application. Now, what that is I have another picture of my logo, a full-size one, because it gets kind of small when you put it into the regular logo size in your page. And then right underneath that, I have all of my latest blog posts that I've fed in to the page. I also have my YouTube videos, my Twitter stream, and some more information about the show. Now, that is wonderful, and it's a really great way of having more one-stop shopping on your site. And also, it's really interesting because it's not something that you see very often on Facebook. It takes you zippo time to put this together, folks, and it is absolutely 100% free. Now, one of the things that what I want to tell you about this also, you'll get a link from Facebook that you can use to share directly to that page. So You can share it on your profile. You can send it to your friends. You can put it on your email signature. You can do whatever you like. So, again, a very powerful application. Now, what I suggest you do is, like I said, go to the tigerlilyapps.com, sign up for a free account, download whatever you choose to download, get it all set up, and then sync it with Facebook. Don't do it the other way around because it's very tricky. Once you connect it to, you fill out your forms and you connect it to Facebook, it's much simpler. Populating your page is very, very easy as well. I wouldn't give you guys anything that's too hard because I want quick, easy results, and this is definitely something that delivers them. Now, there's two other ones that I want to just mention. There is obviously the YouTube function, which allows you to have share a YouTube page within your page. So, again, you can find out more information about that by just searching YouTube app on Facebook. Now, the other one is Fan Apps, which is APPZ, just to make it even more difficult, right? Fan Apps is something that's really interesting. They say it's the most popular integrated suite of applications for social media marketing. Okay, this is what I say it is. It's an interesting way to engage your followers, the people that have liked your page. It basically allows you to do lots of pop culture or business polls or quizzes or, for example, there's Fan Apps has one where it's which Food Network star is your favorite or what type of cuisine is your favorite. And those are ones that I've shared on Facebook because they're relevant to what I do, and my followers really enjoy that kind of thing. So it's not for everybody, but, again, it's free. So check it out. See if you like it, you know. And if you do, use it to your advantage. Use it on your profile if you want to. If you're looking for something fun just to do with your friends, that's a really great application. But like I said, these five applications, they are all free. They are all straightforward and simple to use, and they will enhance the engagement process on Facebook, on your Facebook page. They really allow you to reach out and get more information out of your network and also give something back. So those are my five. Again, just to recap, we got MailChimp, we have PullDaddy, we have TigerLily, YouTube, and Fan Apps. Those are the ones I suggest that you take a look at. I would love to hear your feedback. So if you have, if you've tried these applications or if you have applications that you would like to suggest, give me an email. Shoot me an email off at info@servefreshmedia.com or chris@servefreshmedia.com. I'd love to know if any of you have used them. Now, we are going to talk about something that is going to blow your head off. This is the absolute best artichoke and spinach dip recipe that you have ever heard. Okay, I love artichoke and spinach dip, but the one thing I don't like is the saltiness. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm extremely sensitive to salt. I undersalt everything because it just makes me so thirsty. But also, I don't like serving salty food because, I'm just not a big fan. But anytime I get artichoke and spinach dip, it's so darn salty. So I got this recipe that's killer. I'm going to go through it really quickly, and then if anybody wants a copy of it, please let me know because I'm not going to be able to post this probably until I think it's next week that we're going to be posting this one. But it is killer. Basically, here's your shopping list in a nutshell. This is like a 10-minute cooking process altogether, but we have to add the boiling water time to that. You want some kosher salt to taste, 2 10-ounce bags of spinach, with the stems removed, which is the biggest pain in the butt of the whole recipe, folks. You don't want the stems in there because they ruin the consistency, but have someone help you. It's ridiculous. It's really hard. It takes a long time. Then that's 2 10-ounce bags of spinach with the stems removed, 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter, 2 tablespoons of minced onion, a clove of garlic minced, 2 teaspoons of flour, 1¼ cups of whole milk. You can use skim if you like, but whole milk or heavy cream works even better. I would suggest heavy cream, but we'll try to keep this a little bit on the light side. 1/2 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice, more if you like it a little bit tangier. 1 teaspoon of Worcester sauce, 1¼ cups of grated Parmesan cheese, fourth of a cup of sour cream. And then obviously you want to have a little bit more, so buy a small tub of sour cream for this one. Half a cup of shredded white sharp cheddar cheese, and a half a cup of frozen artichoke hearts. Or if you're like me and I kind of like them a little bit fresher, just in water. If you want to get a canned or in a jar, you still want to go for a half a cup. Just make sure that you drain them really well. And you want to chop those roughly. And then obviously, you're probably going to want to have some tortilla chips to eat this all up with, so grab that and maybe some salsa as well as a compliment. Now, here is how you do this. This is very, very easy. What I'm telling you is this is the way to go. Get a big pot that you do a lobster in, fill it up with water, and get ready for boiling, okay? That's going to take probably about five to ten minutes to boil. And while you're waiting for that sucker to boil, get all of your spinach cleaned up. Get all the stems out. Just work through it. Because I'm telling you, with those two bags, it's going to seem daunting. But just think the whole time you're doing that this is the hardest part of the recipe. So once the pot is starting to boil, throw in a little bit of salt into there, and then stir in the spinach. Now, watch, this is so cool. Within 30 seconds, they'll turn bright green, okay? Now, we're talking 30 seconds. We're not talking a minute. So when you put all that spinach in there, that's why I suggested a large pot, because if it's boiling, you want to be able to cook everything really quickly and thoroughly. So what I want you to do, cook it for 30 seconds, and then hurry up and dump it into a strainer and run cold water over it and just let it sit for a little bit. That will help cool it down, stop the cooking process, and you can move on to the rest of it. Now, in a large saucepan, you want to melt the butter and then add the onion and garlic and a little bit of salt and cook for about 2 minutes. You want everything to be soft but not fully cooked through. Then add the flour and keep cooking and stirring for another minute. Then you want to grab a whisk in the milk, and I would say maybe a minute, 2 minutes. You want to cook it, and this is all medium heat, folks. So you want to keep whisking that until it thickens, okay? Then immediately remove it from the heat, put in the lemon juice, put in the Worcester sauce, put in the Parmesan, and put in the sour cream. Then stir it all together, make sure it's evenly mixed and thoroughly distributed, then put it back onto heat. Add the spinach, add the cheddar, add the artichokes, and stir until the cheese melts. So I would say that whole process can take maybe like 1 to 2 minutes, depending on the altitude, the strength of your stove, those sort of items, but it shouldn't take too long at all. I like to serve this almost instantly, but if you absolutely, absolutely have to, you can make this the night before. I've done it for... what was it? I think it was New Year's. We had a New Year's Eve party, and I made it the day before the New Year's Eve party, and it kept beautifully. But it doesn't keep long, because no one's going to pass this one over. It's something about artichoke and spinach dip that absolutely brings out the ravenous appetite of everybody. I think I've doubled this recipe, actually, for about 6 people, and still it was all gone. So... I think it's a great recipe if you want to bring something. It's definitely something if you're going to a dinner party and you want to, you know, bring something a little bit special. You should really, really serve this hot. Another suggestion is if you want to have a crock pot or a mini crock pot that's already heated, and you can transfer it in and just have it on low setting so it stays nice and warm. It's a little bit more of a pain in the butt, but it's a great way of keeping it warm, especially if you have to bring it to somebody else's house. They have these wonderful slow cookers now where you can actually wrap them up and bring them over to anybody's house or travel with them. But that's my recipe. I love it. Low salt, not salty, absolutely delicious, very creamy. Obviously, you want to use heavy cream instead of the milk. You know, adds a little bit of a to it, but wonderful recipe. So there you go, folks, apps and appetizers. I got them all in today. How about that? If you have any questions, please shoot me an email, info@servefreshmedia.com, and join us for sure next week when we are tackling something not Facebook-related. I think we're going to talk about Twitter and some wonderful beef recipes. So thanks so much for joining me this week on The Social Media Chef, and join us online at servefreshmedia.com and tweet me at ChrisGoMedia. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.